Okay, Mom, so how have you been doing this week?
Wonderful. How about you?
Probably speak louder.
I'm sorry. I've been wonderful. How are you?
Been good. Stressful week, but, you know, we all have those.
I don't know why this week has been stressful.
No, not this week. I'm just saying, yeah, last week was really stressful.
This week. This week hasn't been stressful.
Not that stressful. But then again, I've been trapped in the house with you and Nana and everything else.
Oh, but you've been having fun.
So how are you liking your new Bluetooth?
I haven't quite decided yet.
Well, what are you going to do if you don't like it?
Send it back.
So what do you not like about it?
I'm not sure if I like the one button thing. Everything, because that's what I was doing. I was trying to turn up the volume on my headset, and I managed to redial a phone call.
So, for anybody who's wondering, she ordered herself a Bluetooth headset off of Amazon because of the new
Heads Up Law.
I keep calling it the hands-free. I mean, it's the same difference.
Mom,
put your hands on the steering wheel. You're not supposed to take hands off the steering wheel.
But it's the hands-free law.
Stop it!
Would you stop? I'm going straight. What do you think's going
to
happen?
I don't care. A cop is going to turn the corner knowing our luck.
Okay, well, what's he going to ticket me for? I don't have anything in my hands.
But, anyways, she ordered one off of Amazon, and when it came, it's like this small little professional-looking headset, but...
Well, they all kind of look like that.
The power button, the dial button, the...
Volume button
is all one button. So if she presses it the wrong way, it redials, or it'll turn itself off.
Yeah.
If she presses the button the wrong way, it'll turn off. So we're trying to see if we can get her to figure out how this thing works, but... We're not too sure about it yet.
Are we podcasting? What are we doing here?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a podcast, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Conversations in the car.
But it's pink.
Yeah, it's pink. It's pink. I'm not a big pink person. Apparently, Mama is.
I dropped my phone. Sure. Go right ahead and go around me because I don't care.
And it's an old guy, too.
I don't even know what this means. Like, he wasn't that old.
Yes, he was in the passenger side.
Oh, well, he's not the one driving. It wasn't that old of a man.
No, grandma's driving.
No, it was a man driving. Oh. But apparently, I'm not going fast enough for him, and I don't really even know what the speed limit is. So I'm going 45, because 45 sounds like a good speed.
I really don't know what the speed is on this road.
I don't know either. Where are we going for...
You're staying on here for 5 miles.
Okay.
It doesn't tell you what the speed limit is. That's stupid.
No, mine does not tell you what the speed limit is. My old actual GPS did, though.
Well, yeah, but I have a feeling that those are going to be illegal now. Because depending on where your GPS is mounted, if you take your hands off...
Oh.
Hi, Marshall.
Great.
Don't know what you're doing, but...
Hi.
He's, like, walking around in the ditch looking for something.
There was somebody else walking in the ditch with him, whoever that utility person was.
I know.
That was strange.
Ooh. Oh, look at the goats.
Cute goats.
It's a baby goat. Oh, I love these conversations.
Well, that's just a random car. Okay, hi.
Which one? That one?
That one. She was like, come up over the hill and boom, there's... Just the
there's car.
Imagine.
I mean, it makes people slow down because they're going to think it's a cop car.
Right? Am I going through Brooks?
Yes. It's 35.
Well, he didn't slow down. I'm slowing down. I don't care what he does.
Again, we're not sure what that deal is with that.
I don't have to pay his traffic ticket.
No.
I only have to pay my own.
And we're going to hope this car ride does not result in witnessing or being around a wreck of any kind.
Why you gotta say that? You say that and then something's gonna happen.
There's no wood to knock on. I'm sorry. Here, I'll knock on your head.
No, I'll knock on your head.
My head's not made of wood.
Oh, please. That is the hardest head I've ever seen.
I had to learn it from somewhere, Mom. But,
it's all Dana's fault.
Every time we've gotten in the car... Every time I've been in the car.
Not every time. There wasn't one on Tuesday.
Most of the time that I've been in the car for the past month, I guess. But now, realize, I'm not in the car every day, so it's not like every day. But it's We witnessed a wreck that had two teenage girls around my age, a little older, that was really bad. Their car was totaled. Like, the wheel came off of it. It was really bad. And they had to run into us to stop because they had no braking system. And then...
Which, by the way, we allowed them to do. It's not like they just did it.
We pulled in front of them to stop them because if we didn't, they would have rolled on into oncoming traffic and all. But then a few weeks later, we're headed to Alabama, and we watched another one that involved five cars. I'm like, what is it with me and cars? And
that one got his wheel ripped off.
Yeah, every time. It's been the wheel ripped off. It hasn't been the same wheel, but it's been a wheel. But for any of you guys who keep wondering why I don't have a license, why I'm not driving, that would be the reason. I will get my license when there are no stupid people on the road.
Well, then you will never drive.
Then I'm going to get me a boyfriend who will drive me. Hey, there was a lady who was, what, 96 and went and took her driver's license test for the first time.
That's just craziness.
It is.
No.
But she never drove her entire life and then decided, because her husband was sick or something and couldn't drive himself, she decided to go and get her driver's license.
I'm hoping the DMV said no.
Oh, she passed.
I don't care if she passed.
She has
that
a driver's license.
That little tiny little road course, that doesn't matter. No.
But yeah, she got her license. So, I mean, I can wait. I'll be fine.
You need to drive.
Eh.
I don't think Nana's going to take you to college.
Oh, she might.
But are you going to let her live in the dorm with you?
I don't know, maybe.
Now, that's just weird.
Hey, as bad as separation anxiety as I've been having, it might be a possibility.
We gotta work on that too.
Be calling her going, Nana, come live with me. My roommate moved out. She couldn't handle me anymore. Ow.
No, just once you get out on your own, you would be perfectly fine.
I don't know. I'd still have to be, like, making phone calls every night.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Yeah, you know how it's always the parents move where the kids move? No, it's going to be me move wherever she moves.
Yeah, we need to work on that.
What? I'm sorry. It just happens.
Plan on living with Nana for the rest of your life.
Why not? She can take care of the house, I'll take care of the barn.
It's all I can do to get you out of the house to pick poop out of the pasture or to go feed your own horse.
Okay. What are those people who are afraid to leave their houses?
Nutcase?
No, it's an actual medical term.
Yeah, I'm going with nutcase. That's pretty much what they all refer to.
No, it's a medical...
Every psychiatrist, every doctor, they're just going to flat out call them a nutcase. This nutcase won't leave their house.
Okay, no. But there's actually a medical condition that people are petrified to leave their house. I'm not one of those people. Like,
no,
I do leave the house. I just can't stay away from the house overnight.
Yeah, that's weird. We got
to
work on
by
that.
Myself. I have to have someone there or I start freaking out over everybody who's there. Like, are they safe? Are they home?
No, you don't freak out over whether we're safe or home. You freak out over you.
No, I do. When Nana called me from the Birmingham airport and didn't tell me she was there.
She didn't even tell you.
Oh, good Lord. I died that day. It was a rough day. I blame her. She's the reason my rough week started.
You crazy.
I'm not crazy. No, I
don't.
Hey, and if I'm crazy, it's hereditary, so.
Oh, no, that's not hereditary.
Yes. Being crazy is hereditary. That is the right term, right? Hereditary. Let's not be using a medical term.
Oh, no, but trust
me. That's all you.
Nope, that's all you.
No, you started it.
I had absolutely no problem with leaving the house.
I know. You're the one who left the house all the time. I'm the one who never wants to leave. You ruined me.
My fault.
I'm going to blame you.
I'm going to blame Nana.
Why does everything go to be blamed on the person who's not here?
It's not. It's blamed on the person who lives with you.
My legs are so dry.
Look at them. She blames them as she claims they're dry, quote unquote dry. It says she hasn't shaved her legs in like 2 weeks.
I shaved in the shower. I shaved in the shower. Thank you very much. Okay, though, I don't see how this happened. Okay, I shaved over that one spot.
Tell me what I'm fixing to do.
And 0.2 miles, you're going to turn right on the 85 North. So I'm guessing at the stop sign. Because you can't go straight. So, you're going to turn right.
Fayetteville.
Okay. Unless you're going to plan on driving through the trees today. But I shaved my legs 3 times. And there is one black hair. I don't see how that's possible. It's like he hit himself. He grabbed hold is what I'm going to claim.
Grabbed hold of what?
The rest of my leg. Because it's only one.
Yeah, and it's like 5 inches long.
It is not. It's like less than a centimeter. It's tiny, but it's just there. I know it's there.
Oh, honey.
Conversations in the car are the best.
But we're not really having a conversation. You're recording yourself talking.
But it's the same thing. It's recording us talking.
But it's not really us having a conversation. It was a forced conversation. How long has it been recording?
For 11 minutes.
Good grief, girl.
What?
Is it still recording?
Yeah.
You're going to run your battery down.
No, I'm thinking 15 minutes of conversation in the car.
And then we'll stop it at 15 minutes?
We'll stop it at 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then you know that's when the best conversations are going to happen is because we're not recording, so.
And we won't sound as crazy, hopefully.
I'm pretty sure everybody who's listening has already decided that we're completely insane. And
I think you're insane.
I'm not insane. I swear, I am not insane.
My mama had me tested.
My mom had me tested, too. Okay, my mom didn't have me tested. My grandmother had me tested. I'm
she
not crazy.
She didn't have you tested for crazy.
She did.
Did not.
She did, too.
Did not. You have to go to a psychiatrist for that.
Psychologist?
Psychiatrist.
Okay, then. And in case anybody is interested, not that y'all are, but still. My mother has a broken foot.
It's not broken. It's just really bruised.
She dropped a dresser drawer on her foot.
I did, and I bruised the bone.
Bruised the bone. I still think it's broken somehow. Maybe it's not like a hairline fracture, but something. So she's in a brace. She's not in the boot. No. She's in a brace. And then her arm.
I decided not to wear the boot today.
Yeah, she was going to be brave, didn't wear
the
boot.
But I brought it.
She brought it with us. But the funny thing is, it's on her right foot. So that's the driving foot. She's driving. And then on top of that, she decided to fall off the tiki bar.
I wasn't actually on the bar.
No, she wasn't on the bar. She was on the platform that held the bar at a friend's pool.
Little deck area.
And the boot fell off the deck, and she went with it and rammed her arm into the cedar post that was there. Stay on the road.
I am on the road.
You keep going over that white line.
I have yet to go actually over it. Thank you very much. I'm just going close to it.
Still, stay on the road.
And I kind of karate chopped that post.
Yeah, she karate chopped that post. And
the post won.
No, I don't know. I'm pretty sure there might be a dent in that post.
There might be. It's clean, though, because I wiped off all of the algae and funk that was on it all over my face and my shirt and my arms.
Oh, my gosh.
It was gross.
Her arm is wrapped. And guess which arm it is? The right arm. So she's driving.
I'd be lopsided if it was the left arm.
She's driving with her left hand. And attempting to drive with her right foot. And I'm in the car. I'm not sure I like this.
Hey, I told you you could drive, but you went, no!
No, thank you. There's crazy people on the road. Why would I want to drive?
Because you need some practice.
I have my practice. The only person who's willing to drive with me is Papa because he can lay his head back and he doesn't care.
Oh, please.
No, he doesn't.
I've learned to drive with Papa, trust me.
He doesn't.
He does not.
He's really laid back.
Lay his head back and does not care.
He's really laid back.
Okay, why are you going to come to a complete stop to turn? Come on now, people.
Because they're dumb? Ducks Unlimited, huh? And that is a fish sticker on the back of his truck.
That's a duck.
No, under it.
Oh. Well,
in this corner, it is a fish.
Okay, well, he's probably a fisherman, too.
Oh, but good Lord. If anybody has survived this long, kudos to you guys for listening to this awesome and craziness over here. It is the 15 minute 30 second mark. Oh my goodness. We are special.
Oh, that's an understatement.
We're uncoordinated, very special.
That we are.
But we are the most awesome people. I think we're the most awesome people ever. I mean,
I think we are. We're fantastic.
We're fantastic. And anybody who gets to know us never stops laughing. That's
never.
For sure. Never stops laughing. They might die laughing, but, I mean, they laugh, so.
That they do.
Oh, my goodness. I'm kind of running out of things to say now.
Yeah,
kind of. You got 7 miles to go, by the way.
Okay.
Well, I guess if I'm running out of things to say, I mean, we can conclude it here, and I'll just add a song to make it catch up to 20 minutes, but. Anybody who listened and survived this long, again, kudos to you guys for making it this long.
Maddie has decided not to go on her beach retreat.
Oh, yes, I have.
What kind of teenager doesn't want to go to the beach?
It's just been a long week for me at camp. I only had 1 week off, and then to go on another week, it just, I don't know, I just, I'm not feeling it anymore.
That's okay, I'd rather hang out with you at home.
Yeah, put your hand on the steering wheel!
What?
Please.
My hand was on the steering wheel.
Okay, a thumb on the broken arm does not count.
It's not broken. It's just really bruised, too. Apparently, I got stronger bones than everybody assumes I have.
Oh, no. You have no strong bones. You're always breaking something.
Apparently, they're stronger than people give me credit for.
Oh, my goodness.
Because as hard as I hit that stupid post, I still think it's broken.
What, the arm or the post?
The arm.
I think, personally, both is broken.
The post, too? Probably. Yeah. There is a good possibility I might have cracked that post.
Well,
they might want to check that or their tiki hut's going to fall.
Where her head hit on the deck, I'm pretty sure there's a dent.
My head, well, it was my ear and the back side of my ear. I tried to rip my ear off.
She claims that she broke her ear.
Hey, I think if you can break your cartilage in your nose, you can break the cartilage in your ear.
Cartilage.
Cartilage.
Cartilage, huh?
That's the word.
Cartilage.
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 It's not cartilage.
Okay, that's what you guys can vote in and say. Is it pronounced cartilage or I can't say it right anymore. Cartilage
that's
or cartilage?
No, I'm right.
Put in y'all's votes, and next week, or next time we record, I will tell you what the correct pronunciation is.
Depends on where you're from.
Oh, hush. And if you have any other words that you know how to pronounce that other people pronounce differently, send those in too, because, oh, there's a bunch that I got teased for at camp for, and if you're interested in hearing those, I can do a whole podcast of different words that I have trouble pronouncing correctly. But other than that, we will see you guys next time. See you later. You gonna say bye?
Bye.